Okay, today I want to share with you a few short ideas relating to the topic of spreading out your hands during davening, raising your hands to Shemayim during tefillah. This all comes from this week's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, in the Makkah of Barod, Paro vayikra vayishlach Paro vayikra l'Moshe l'Aaron vayibalehem chotosi ha'poam Hashem ha'tzadik v'ani horishoyim ha'tiru l'Hashem pray to Hashem v'rav, it's enough miyos koloyis elokim v'vorod, I can't take this anymore, I can't take these loud sounds, I can't take the hail that's coming down, and if you'll only have this come to an end, v'ashalach eschem, I'll send you out v'lo sosifun la'amod. So Moshe says, fine, I'll take care of it for you. Vayomer elav Moshe ketzesi esrei, when I leave the city, all I'm going to do is efros eskapai. I will extend my hands to heaven. And el Hashem hakolois yechdolun v'habarod lo yeoid. The sound will come to an end and the bard will cease to exist. L'man teida, you will become aware. Ki l'Hashem aretz. Now what does Rashi say? Rashi is silent. Rashi, no, I take that back. It says here, so Rashi does make a very, very important comment. I made a mistake. He does say something very important as a Targum. Kitzesi min o'ir, min o'ir, avo besoch o'ir lo hispalel. Moshe was not mispalel. Lifi shahoysa melea gilulim, he was full of idols. Rashi seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu's raising of the hands was the expression of form of tefillah. Now, I guess Rashi derived that this is the pshat, this is true, because what was Paro's request? Hatiru el Hashem. Paro made a request that Moshe should pray. Hatiru means to entreat. Entreat is a form of prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the koilah should come to an end and the borrowed should cease to exist. And Moshe agreed. Moshe, when I leave the city, I'm going to spread out my hands. Spreading out my hands appears to be an expression of tefillin. Rashi reinforces this by telling us, but in the city, Moshe was not mispalel. Rashi makes no mention that in the city, Moshe did not extend his hands. He waited until he got out of the city to extend his hands. Instead of saying the word extend his hands, Rashi says hispalel. Rashi clearly identifies spreading out one's hands as an expression of tefillah. Now, the one that's even more explicit is the Targum. Okay, the pasuk is pasuk chavtes. So mova amar le Moshe b'mipki yos karto. When I exit the city, efros yedai. This is Targum unkelus. This is not even the Targum of Yonis and Menuziel. Targum unkelus is very short on words. Yikaruach. I'm very learned to yikaruach. Doesn't mince words. Efros yedai bitsi lo, in prayer. The word bitsi lo clearly means prayer. Rabbi Cohn, when you daven, do you ever spread out your hands?
Shadow, no?
Do you ever raise your hands?
Not yet.
Not yet? Not yet, okay.
Not that desperate.
What?
We're not taught that in yeshiva.
What?
We're not taught that in yeshiva to raise your hand.
You're not allowed to. We don't do this today because it's not acceptable.
Yeah,
what, yeah?
Jesus.
I've seen people do it. Oh, very good. Poseach es yodecha, you're right. It's brought down that you should open up your hands, but not to raise them to Shemayim. What? You seen that?
Rabbi
Yalouf.
Yeah. Lift his hands all above the shoulders?
I think so.
Okay, it could be. There is something to it.
They, well, I mean, excuse me, insulted by the Duchening. Yeah.
Oh, Koyhanim, we're coming to that.
Yeah, you go like this.
Koyhanim, don't raise their hands anymore above their head because the Shechina is resting upon. Where the Koyhanim can't raise their hands above. Who's the Koyhanim over here? Kohanim, don't raise your hands above.
No, of course not.
How high are you? Straight. Because the Shechina, you don't want to raise your hands above the Shechina. Disrespectful. Okay. We're going to come to that. And what did he say? What
his wife told him not to raise a hand above his
head. My wife told me to stand here.
Okay, but this, the issue is, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say anything about prayer. The only thing we have two interpretations, Rashi and the Mitzudas. Rashi, they're poshet. Spreading out the hands was an expression of tefillah, and the Targum explicitly says bitzilo in prayer. Now, why don't we do it? So, just to cut to the chase, we don't do this because it became a minig by goyim. Generally speaking, not every single situation, but the goyim, when they go in church, okay, whoever's seen on television, I guess, when the goyim pray, it is the meaning of a goy to raise their hands to heaven. And therefore it became for us chukas fa'amen. That's what it says. That's the comment, just like the matseva. Kisani Hashem lokecha, that the reason why we don't make a mizbech any longer of one stone, we make a mizbech of multiple stones, not of one stone. Even though Yaakov Avinu, the original mizbech was made from one stone, because it became the custom of non-Jews to offer sacrifices upon a single stone, so it became detestable in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for us to follow in their way, so we don't do it. It's a strange concept, even though the whole Torah is full of raising hands. Moshe Rabbeinu, Amalek, Parshas B'Shalcha, V'Kasha Yodim, Moshe Yodim, V'Gavar Yisrael. There's a medrash that Rivka, when Rivka saw Yitzchak, talking about Shaduchim, the first time Rivka saw Yitzchak, what was he doing? He was raising his hands. Stick him up. The first time Rivka saw Yitzchak, he was his hands raised to heaven. He was Vayetze Yitzchak Lotsuach.
He said, "Oh God."
Vayetze Yitzchak Lotsuach Vasodeh. His hands were raised to Shemayim. Okay, there are multiple sources for this, but it's not done today. But I want to show you now that it is done today. I'm going to show you, this is the point I want to make, the short few word I want to bring out. But let's start with the basic steps. The Makar for raising hands during Tefillah comes from this week's Parsha. The first one to do this was Moshe Rabbeinu, at least in the Parish of Torah, by Yifros S. Kapov. Rashi and the Targum understand this to mean prayer. Not so Pashat. We have over here, let me see if I can, I can piece this together, that other Mefarshim, other Midrashim, okay, the word Prisa, the word is an unusual word. First question that opens up this question, why did the Torah use the word Ephros? There are other words, Vayishlach Yadav. There are other words to describe spreading of their hands in tefillah. The word
connotations.
What?
Different connotations, raising and spread.
So the word perusa comes from the word chatzitza. It means to shelter. And according to the Medrash HaGadol, okay, this is Mamash Medrash, also has interpretations clear from the Medrash, when Moshe raised his hands, he wasn't praying. He was withholding the koilois that are descending, stop. And the barad, stop. By Moshe Rabbeinu putting up his hands to Shemayim, he was, in a supernatural way, whatever this means, he was motioning, stop. Stay where you are. Halt. Suspend motion. Don't continue. This is what it says in the Medrash. And the Medrash even goes so far to say, she'oisem anavim, we all know, the Medrash HaGadol, the Bermash HaMotel Indich Arza, she'oisem avonim shekvar yardu, lo yigia lo aretz, there were certain hailstones that already descended. We know that did not come down until the time of Yehoshua. And we know that the sounds did not come down until the time of Chizkiah. There were sound waves of a koilos, these very loud sounds that were frightening, that were dispatched from heaven. And when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, these sound waves were suspended and remained there for approximately, 500 years? Until the time of Chizkiyahu, when Hashem released those sound waves and terrified Sisera and his army. So it doesn't mean, according to the Medrash, as clear as it is, another I'll quote you in a moment, it's clear as day that Vayifros does not mean Moshe was mispalel. Moshe was mispalel when he got outside of Egypt, but on the way out, he put up his hands to suspend the hailstones and to suspend the koilai suvarakin. So we have thus no source, according to Rashi, at least not from this pasuk, that there is an inyan to raise your hand in tefillah. And in fact, the Medrash explains the reason why Moshe did this immediately before he was mispalel is because Paro was so amazed, he was so impressed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach. Look at this miracle. Hashem is able to produce a stone, a hailstone, that inside is fire, outside is ice, and it's accompanied by kolos uverakim. Paru was just about ready to give forth shirois v'sishpachos. And the Malachim said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not fair. It's not fair that a Rasha, an evil man, would have the opportunity to give shirois v'sishpachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's too easy for him. It's not fair. So Moshe had to suspend the miracle immediately, even before he left the city, before he would go and be mispalel. It was like an advance. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu an advance on the miracle in order to deny Paro the opportunity to sing Shiras v'Sishpachas. But again, it's all these midrashim, it's clear as day that this is not in the form of tefillah. Okay, now, so where then do we have a makar for spreading out your hands during tefillah? Well, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, uvifodischem kapechem e'alim einai mikem, because yudechem dineim moleu dam. When you spread out your hands to me in prayer, Hashem says, I'm going to hide myself from you because your hands are full of blood. So we do see in Yeshaya seemingly that there isn't any of extending your hands in prayer. Besides the fact that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu put out his hands, and the others, Yitzchak, other places, but we have your pasuk in Yeshaya. Now the problem is it's not necessarily a raya either, because Radak and most of the Rishonim there learned that when it says that you'll spread out your hands, it's referring to the only other place in the Torah where we have an idea of spreading out your hands, and that is Birchas Kohanim. By Birchas Kohanim, it's referred in the pasuk by Yifros Aaron es Yodov vayivorechem. Aaron extended his hands and he blessed the Jewish people. Rashi says there he blessed them with Birchas Kohanim.
You don't have Ari Moshe Yodi Kela Shem Kela Yom.
That was by Avram. Tzedek Melech. Avram said the Malchut Tzedek. Another example. Okay, but for us, as far as our chiyuv in after Matan Torah in Chlami, it's problematic. But the only place where indeed we have for sure spreading out hands is by Birchas Kohanim. We all know that you spread out your hands. It's Beferish Pasuk by Yifros Aaron is Yadav by Yivarchem. Aaron extended his hands and he blessed the Jewish people. Okay, so some want to say as follows. The truth is, They're both correct. Even though we have the Medrash HaGadol that disagrees with Rashi and Unkelus, but you can't disagree with an Unkelus, the Moshim Chalukim, there is something called spreading out your hands during Tefillah by... Okay, but that's Piyot. Okay. But here's the point. The point is there are two very different types of spreading out your hands. There's, you spread out your hands with your hands down, and they're spreading out your hands with your hands up. Let's say you would spread that. Let's say in davening you would indeed attempt to spread out your hands. Should you spread it out like this, or should you spread it out like this? What? Well, down or up?
The reason down is you don't have anything in your hand. You're not asking for anything.
Oh, okay. So Rav Toledano, I'm reading over here from Rav Toledano. He puts together this whole Shtickle Torah, and he says as follows. The fundamental difference is that by Birchas Kohanim, the hands are down. Why are the hands down? What are you doing by Birchas Kohanim? You are bringing down from heaven, symbolic of course, a shefa of bracha. So the palm is where the bracha is. By putting your hands out, you're bringing down. That's the tzur of putting out your hands during Birchas Kohanim. But when you dive into Hashem, if we would extend our hands, the proper tzur was to put your hands out with your palms up. Because that has a connotation I want to bring up. I want to take the tzvila that is coming forth from me and send it up and push it up to Shemayim. And in fact, we find that spreading out of hands is associated with two different terms. There's Ma'on, there are many heavens. We don't know what these things are, but there are, among the various heavens in Shemayim, there's a place called Ma'on, and there's a place called Machon. Sounds like a girl's school. Machon and Ma'on. That's a new seminary. Machon and Ma'on. There are two different...
Different types.
So when you say Hashkifa mimaon kachicha uvorech es amcha Yisrael, so when you say Hashkifa mimaon kachicha, So let me find the words over here. But tefillah berachos kohanim, berachos kohanim. Hashkifa mimaon kotshecha min hashamayim. That is where we are in the official. That is maon. That's coming down. The maon is the makom where the shef of bracha comes down. There's a heaven in Shemayim called maon, and maon, it's a one-way street. One-way street, bracha goes down.
Maon means also dwelling.
A dwelling, but in that dwelling, what is the role? What's taking place in that dwelling? They're dispatching bracha, sending off bracha. Then there's another heaven, different heaven, and it's called machon. And machon is accounts receivable. Money comes in. Bracha comes in. That's what we do when during tefillah, Shamata Pasik David Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he said, what is the purpose of this Beis HaMikdash? It's a makom tefillah, and part of his nusach was Shamata HaShamayim Mechon Shiftecha. May in heaven, may the Mechon Shiftecha, may it listen to the prayers of the people. And it goes on to say as follows, the Ma'on comes from the word Ayin. Ma'on is Ayin Vav Nun. Ma'on. Ma'on is related to the word Ayin. It means the eye. Hashem, you should look. Hashkifa mima'on kachacha. Hashem's eye sees, and Hashem's eye is what sends bracha. Mechon comes from the word Kun. Kun is the Aramaic word for listening, of Shema, to listen. So mechon, the ikar part of the word mechon is kun, to listen. In this place in heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. So basically, my maskana is there are really two types that we have a very interesting makar here in Parashas Vayera. Moshe Rabbeinu is spreading out his hands. The Unkelus and Rashi clearly learned extending the hands is a form and expression of prayer. According to the Medrash HaGadol, it has nothing to do with prayer. It was nothing more than suspend. The kolol should no longer come down. Things should stop. And in fact, we have this idea. He explains it on the Yomim Noiram. This is exactly what we are mispal for. And what sinu ke'ein zebet filas Yomim Noiram la'olam. What do we say? La'olam Hashem devorcha. Nitzav bashamayim. Your words are standing in heaven. What does that mean? What is the parish of those things, of that idea? Your words are standing in heaven. The b'shema hamikubolim kasvu l'chavein shagzeros yiyu nitzavim l'mala. You put out your hands, just like Moshe Rabbeinu told the Barat, and he told the Koilus to stop. You put out your hands, let the gzeros just be suspended. Let them stand there and let them not make their way all the way down. V'lo yerdu l'oretz. V'zeu kavonas divarecha nitzav l'ashamayim. V'haynu lachzeis es olam l'tchum that the gzeir should not come down to the world. So the bottom line is, we have over here machlekes bin Rashi, the Unkelus on one side, and the Medrash HaGadol. The Medrash HaGadol says Moshe standing his hands was just a mechitza, don't come down, it's nothing to do with tefillah. Rashi Unkelus says a koyach of tefillah. Even if we do learn that it's a koyach of tefillah, we have to recognize that this type of extending of the hand is not the same type of extending of the hands of Birchos Kehanim. Birchos Kehanim, the purpose of putting out the hands is to bring down a shef of bracha. Whereas tefillah, the purpose of extending your hands is symbolic of bringing up. You want the koyach atul to go up to Shemayim. The two different types of heavens. There's the ma'on. The ma'on is where it comes down from Lashon of Ayin, and the mechon is the place where you're going up. You're putting your palms up to bring up the tefillah to the place called mechon. Now, halacha l'mayis, as we mentioned, we don't do this today. The reason, unfortunately, we cannot do this today is because this became the meaning of the goyim, and therefore Chazal do not like us putting out our hands a lot during tefillah, not to imitate the umos of the goyim. However, there's one point I want to mention, is that we do it to some degree, and this answers the question of we do it during birchas kohanim. There's a very interesting concept idea that birchas kohanim. We live in Chutzlar, so we don't have an opportunity to do birchas kohanim too often. Maneret Yisrael do birchas kohanim all the time, and if you study Shul, I have another sefer called Ma'adana Yomtiv by Rabbi Sinzer. He has a very nice, he has a Tushtil Torah on Birchas Kohanim. The focus is, does Birchas Kohanim have to, when it have to be done, number one, with a minyan, 10 people? And number two, what are the gedarim of it being done during Chazaras Hashatz? We are all very familiar that we do Birchos Kehanim during Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf. And when you hear an Eretz Yisrael, on, let's say on Sukkot, it's already been, there's a person many years ago that decided there should be a public Birchos Kehanim on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and people come from all over Eretz Yisrael to participate, to be there during Birchos Kehanim on Sukkot. So the first time I heard about this, I thought, oh, so everyone just comes together, they call for 10 o'clock, and the Kehanim line up in front of the Kaisel, and everyone stands in the back, and they get on the microphone, they mechabe the chief rabbi, yivarechacha, and they just make the bracha, and so on and so forth. That is 100% shalai kedin. You can't do that. You cannot possibly do that. Everyone just can't come together. There has to be a minyan of musaf. If you want, there's a very strong hakpada. It goes to all the sources. It's a very major hakpada that when Chazal, when Mesak, even though it's not anywhere in the Torah, because there's no, according to many Rishonim, Tzvil is only Midrabanan, and the Mitzvah Birchos Kehanim is Daraisa, yet Chazal, when they were Mesak in the way we do Birchos Kehanim, they were Mesak in that it must, under all conditions, be done during Tzvila, during Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, when they have this ceremony where everyone comes together, it's done during Chazaras Hashatz. There's a minyan for Shachris, laning, and Musaf, and during this special minyan of Musaf, which will conclude at approximately a certain period of time, is when there's going to be Birchos Kehanim. There's no such thing as just doing Birchos Kehanim with the bracha when it's not during Tzilah, during Chazaras Hashatz. And he has incredible chidushim over here about all the various gedarim. His basic question is, his basic insight is that, let's say you have a minyan b'tzumtzum, 10 people. There's halach in Mishneh Berurah. If you're davening mincha, this probably is true if you have today nowadays a very large minyan. And the Baal Tefillah gets up daven mincha. And the Baal Tefillah is a very, very nervous person. He thinks to himself, here I am, I'm davening Chazaras Hashatz. I already davened my private Shemona Esrei. I'm getting up davening Chazaras Hashatz. I know my people. I know my audience. Half of them are daydreaming. The other half are in the hallway. The other half, they're on their cell phone. They're texting and they're looking on their cell phone, their smartphone, what's going on. Who here is listening to my Chazaras Hashatz? Do I even have here 10 people that are going to answer Amen? And if they'll answer Amen, are they really with the program? Are they really listening? So the Mishneh Berurah says, this is a very big problem. It's mamish a bracha levatola. It's mamish korov to a bracha levatola. I spoke to Tom Chacham. He told me that he's very machmir never to daven in the minyan b'tzimtzum. He'll never tell me, he'll never go to a minyan where there are exactly 10 people. He holds that it's mamish in our day and age. He go in such a minyan, it's mamish a bracha levatola. He'll only go to a minyan where there's a big crowd. He tells me that, this is what he told me. I was shocked. He says, this is mamish, how can you daven 10 people? Who's going to be yinach 10 people? There's people listening. So the Mishneh Berurah really discusses it. And he says, what you should do is, you should be mechavein, and when you're doing Chazaras Hashatz, that just in case no one's really listening, then it should be a tefilas nedava. When I do my Chazaras Hashatz, I'm not doing a Chazaras Hashatz, I'm davening a second Shmone, private Shmone Esrei.
The RCA conventions, they discuss, they have shiurim to discuss about people who are rabbis in nursing homes.
Oh, so this, do you want to flip it? So the Mishneh Berurah talks about this. So you have Kavana, even though generally you're not allowed to daven a tefillah nedava. That's a general rule of thumb. No, the Chazal discouraged people from doing the tefillah nedava. You just don't go daven extra tefillah. But when push comes to shove, in the situation, then you can be semach that you're allowed to daven until you can daven 100 Shmona Esreis a day. So in a situation where you know that the audience will not be listening, you should be mechavi, then my Shmona Esreis should be a tefillas nedava. So he goes on to say the following thing. He says, this is a shot that was asked. A lot of this, the whole sefer is an unbelievable sefer. People asking these very bizarre questions. Similar to our Rav, he came well before Rav Zilberstein. He says, the Kohanim came to complain to him that they go daven in a shul, and the Shlich Tzibor, he doesn't say modim out loud. He doesn't say modim. He comes to modim, modim nachlach, and he just mumbles. Everyone that tzibur says modim derabanan, and the shliach tzibur mumbles privately under his breath the regular modim, and he just finishes off the modim, which is wrong. When the shliach tzibur says modim, he spells every single word out loud. So the Kohanim said that you're not yoytzei Chazaras Hashatz. It's Pashat. If the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say modem out loud, no one's listening, even 10 people are not even listening, okay, maybe you don't have to say Amen. But there's no one even listening because he's not saying it. He not yotze Chazaras Hashatz. So what do I care? I don't care, whatever. So I'm not. So then he's the one who made the bracha levatala. The Kohen told the rabbi or his sinzer, but I now have to do birchas kohanim. This narrative is Shaul. We're doing birchas kohanim, and birchas kohanim, according to the poskim, can only be said during chazar sashatz. The rabbanu were misaking you say birchas kohanim during chazar sashatz with the bracha. So my bracha is a bracha levatala. If I were to go get up in front of 1,000 people and say baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech olam asher kiddushanu. And say Birchas Kehanin, it would be a bracha levatala. Because Chazal said you only can say Birchas Kehanin part of the Nusach HaTzvila. So it's a bracha levatala because it's not a Chazar Sashatz. The Chazan babbles away, he mumbles, he says all the words silently. So good for him, he can do whatever he wants. But I now have to go get up and do Birchas Kehanin, and my Birchas Kehanin is being done outside the framework of a Tfila, and Birchos Kehanim must be done during Tfila. Good kasha. This is the kasha. Yes.
What they do during the Mishkan?
During I guess they did. They had Tfila then also. That the Shulchan Aruch has to be whatever it is. But Shulchan Aruch says it has to be done during Tfila. So he goes on to say an incredible chiddush. He says Einachanami. You're right. It's a big problem, but it's no worse than the Birchos Kehanim being done during the Chazan's private Shmona Esrei. Even though Taka, you write, the Shliach Tzibur indeed may have blown it, he may have botched up the Shmona Esrei, that it cannot be called in Halacha a Chazaras Hashatz, because he's mumbling the words, he's not saying the words out loud, but the Shliach Tzibur is davening a Tfila B'Lachash. It's like he's davening a second private Shmona Esrei. So it's not a Bracha Levatala. The Chathila, we don't want a person to daven more than one Shmona Esrei, but with the Evan, if he daven more than one Shmona Esrei, the second Shmona Esrei can be Binadava. So as long as he daven a private Shmona Esrei, and in the middle of his private Shmona Esrei, Birchos Kehanim is being recited, to some degree, that's also okay, you've said. But what do I want to, I don't want to take one point out of this. Why Taka with Chazal so makbid? This is just a ha'ara. This is a machshava. Why would Chazal Taka so makbid that Birchos Kehanim must be said during Tzvila? The answer is because Birchos Kehanim is said with Prisas Kapov. Vayifrois Aaron Yoda Vayvarech Esa'on. The Ikur Tzura of Tzvila is with extending your hands. That's the earliest source of tefillah. That's how they davened. Vayifros Moshe Kapov. Moshe extended his hands according to the Ungulus. Vitzoli, I'm going to daven. The tzura of tefillah is extending your hands. The way one is mekayim a Birchas Kehanim is to extending your hands. Therefore, Chazal took this as a siman, as a hint, that these two must be intertwined. You just can't go alone, on it alone, and go and have Birchas Kehanim without tefillah. Because Birchas Kehanim, what are you doing? You're extending your hands. What right do you have to extend your hands out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we know that in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a human being the koyach, the right to be mafer skapav. So, Mele Chazal made hakpada that the Birchos Kehanim should be intertwined with tefillah, because in tefillah you do extend your hands. So indeed, even though Bezman Hazeh, we mentioned that because the Goyim do it, we don't do it anymore Bezman Hazeh, but we do at least fulfill a token of extending your hands during tefillah, during the time of Birchos Kehanim. Because Birchos Kehanim is both tefillah, it's within tefillah, with extending your hands. It's the highest level of tefillah. Abakasha, okay, the hands are not the same way, according to Rav Toledano. One, the hands are down, one, the hands are up, but it's still, you can't deny the fact that you're putting out your hands to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the two here indeed are intertwined. Okay, have a wonderful day.